Mary had a little man.
The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
President Trump's self-described mandate is facing brutal reality checks across the country. Republican Nebraska Congressman Mike Flood is the latest to take it on the chin while holding down a town hall in a county that voted for Trump nearly 3-1.
We have the Department of Government Efficiency that is looking at and has some... Yeah. How can you be against a balanced budget?
He's not the only one. Wyoming's only House member, Harriet Hageman, faced tough questions from her constituents about the scope and pace of Trump's overhauls. Meanwhile, Democratic lawmakers like Maryland Congressman Glenn Ivey are taking heat from their constituents.
We are not interested in hearing that you are in the minority. We know that. We want you to show some of the backbone and strategic brilliance that Mitch McConnell would have in the
house. And you have talked about me. You just asked me about it. I'm going to answer his question.
Going well. This is going very well. America seems really delighted with Doge. They seem very happy with Trump. They seem, really good at closing food pantries and scrubbing the Pentagon's website, the Department of Defense's website, of any black person that may have ever served in the United States military and won the Medal of Honor or gone on to be a baseball legend. Yes, they scrubbed Jackie Robinson off of the Pentagon. Did anybody know that Jackie Robinson was a second lieutenant in the Army? And because he was fighting for equality and other things, he was actually prohibited from traveling overseas with his unit, so he did not serve overseas. However, you would not know that anymore because they took all that info down off of the DOD website. The white supremacists are having a moment, okay? They're having a time here. They're having, their day in the sun. And what's kind of good is people don't like it. People are not down with it. They are not, comfortable with it. This whole George Wallace thing, segregation now, Oh, by the way, here's another thing that Donald Trump actually did with executive orders. He actually decided that if you are a federal contractor, you get a contract from the federal government, you used to have to say that you don't run a segregated business. I don't think that's asking too much, but, of course, DEI being what it is. What is it? What is DEI? Anybody? Anybody? I know what it stands for, but when you say diversity, when you say that, you mean different from what? Diversity is different from what? Equity? What does that mean? That everybody's treated the same in the government's eyes? Everybody is the same and worthy of the same rights, the same defense, the same opportunities, the same education? I mean, what is offensive about? See, I don't know what you mean by that. I don't know why we have to wipe out something that we don't even know what it is. Inclusion, what does that mean? That some people are being left out? What does that mean? I don't know. This is just crazy, though. This is just nuts, okay? So Donald Trump has done a thing where he says that if you get a government contract, this has been the law since, I'm going to say, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and then, of course, the Voting Rights Act came the year after, 65. He's saying if you get a government contract, you used to have to promise that you weren't running a segregated business. No more, everybody. No more. Feel free to segregate your employees. Feel free to have, you know, a black part of your business, a white part of your business, an Asian part of your business. Put the, I don't know, anybody that you consider to be diverse from you. I mean, I know what segregation means, but, you know, so this executive order is sort of self-explanatory. But do you get to put, like, people who are diverse from what? The owner of the business? So what does that mean? If it's an Asian-owned business, do white people get put over there and paid differently than the Chinese people? I don't know. I don't know what it means. And you know what? Neither do you, because it doesn't mean anything. This is all garbage. This is garbage in, garbage out. And the garbage out that we're getting actually allowed for the president to make an executive order saying that you could get a federal contract and not, well, you can segregate now. You can segregate. I mean, you know, not discriminate. It's such an old-fashioned idea, not discriminate. So now you can segregate. That's the modern view of the workplace today.
They have officially put away their dog whistles and they have whipped out their racist megaphones.
Yes.
We are way beyond now.
Way. It's in your freaking life. It's in everyday life. And of course, you know, today is the day that he has decided, because, you know, he was supposed to sign this, illegal executive order last week, or, you know, it's all blending, but last week. But he didn't think that it got enough buildup, that it didn't get enough, you know, coverage in the press, that he was going to dismantle, dissolve, erase, end, kill, whatever you want to, the Department of Education. Now, he's going to have to parse, because we all understand that it was created, the Department of Education was created in 1979. And if you want to see what it did, look at education before 1979, then look at education after 1979, and you'll see what the Department of Education did for, disabled students, you know, the kids that need special education, hiring the teachers, paying for those teachers, passing the IDEA Act, which was, for disabled individuals to get an education and accessibility. Hey, listen, if you're disabled, you're so screwed. I mean, you don't even have to be in school anymore. You don't even have to be in school anymore to be discriminated against by Donald Trump. No, he just decided that the ADA is too much regulation. Businesses should not have to comply with the guidelines that the Americans with Disability Act actually provides for. So, you know, like if they leave open, which I doubt, your Social Security office, okay? Because DOGE doesn't like brick and mortar. I don't know. But they do want to require, this is just like they're firing people because they continue to say, and Donald Trump, he's so gone that he continues to say to you that the reason why he dismantled USAID, which the courts have found was unconstitutional, that he had no right to do this. But anyway, he insists that the reason why he fired people from USAID is because they didn't show up for work. They didn't show up. I don't think he knows what USAID is. I don't think he understands that they serve in places like South Sudan. I don't think he understands that they don't come to work, you know, in the United States for the most part, you know. I don't think, some do, and they were coming to work, as you know, because they went to get their stuff and people were outside, you know, applauding them and hugging them and wishing them well. But anyway, you don't have to go, outside of school now to be discriminated against if you are an American with disability. Because while they close the Social Security offices, but they're demanding that you go to the Social Security office to make your claim, the Social Security office no longer has to have disability access. They no longer have to have, like, they could have 15 steps. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they do that. I really would not be surprised if all of a sudden it dawns on them like a light bulb goes off, over Elon Musk's ketamine-addled brain. Oh, hey, you know, if we put 15 steps up to the Social Security office, then the people who are in wheelchairs or the people who use walkers or the people who have hip replacement surgeries or the people who are disabled and qualify for social, they won't be able to get to the office. Yay! No check for you.